Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Dr. Suzanne Stock, board-certified specialist in orthodontics. Dr. Stock is pleased to provide braces and Invisalign for children, teens, and adults in Iowa City and across Southeast Iowa. More online at drssortho.com.
It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, now let's take you halfway around the world to that volcanic eruption in Hawaii. Hawaii County has ordered about 2,000 people to evacuate since that eruption began on May 3rd. The volcano has opened up more than 20 vents in the ground, and these are vents not only spewing, releasing lava, but also sulfur dioxide and steam. And the lava has been pouring down the side of the volcano into the ocean miles away. It's an eruption that has destroyed 50 buildings, including a couple dozen homes. One person, we heard in our news just the other day, seriously injured after being hit by a flying piece of lava. Well, John Little and his wife Sue were Iowa residents until just a few years ago when they moved to Hawaii. Yes, the big island of Hawaii. John Little joins me now. Hi, John.
Aloha, Ben.
Aloha. Start off by giving us landlubbers here a little geography, a picture of where you are on the big island and where that active volcano is.
I'm glad to. Think of the big island of Hawaii is approximately seven times the size of Johnson County, Iowa. So seven Johnson counties in size, has about 200,000 permanent residents, and it consists of five volcanoes. That's one of the confusing things, I think, to people, is that they don't realize there are different volcanoes, some of which are, for all practical purposes, extinct, as opposed to Kilauea, the volcano that's getting all the attention right now because of these dramatic eruptions. But that volcano has been erupting since 1983, continuously, as I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. This is a big, dramatic change that happens every now and then.
But since you've lived there, and you and Sue have been there since when?
We moved here 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, since you've been there, certainly it's the most active that volcano, Kilauea, has been. Explain a little bit more. I know you're not a volcanologist, but I know you inform yourself about the island and the different lava zones. Explain what's going on beneath your island.
I'll try to briefly. There are... The island is divided up by the geologist into nine different lava zones representing the different risk. Lava zone 9 has no risk. The last time there was live lava there was more than 60,000 years ago, as opposed to lava zone 1, which is high risk, where there's been lava continuously or there a high likelihood of it. Or high possibility of it. So there are these different lava zones. Mm-hmm. Where the current eruption is taking place is entirely in a lava zone 1, and it's on a different volcano than the one we live on. It's on the far eastern side of the island. It's a terrible, devastating thing for the people that are losing their homes, but in fact it's a very tiny part of the island that's being affected by this.
So it sounds like when you describe these lava zones and the risk in each zone that you're, you could liken it to flood zones. For instance, did these people who have lost their homes, it is a horrible thing, the buildings, they knew that they were in pretty great danger?
Yes, they did. Lava Zone 1, Leilani Estates, it is devastating for the people losing their homes, losing their land, but they knew this is why this land was the cheapest land in Hawaii. And I say Leilani Estates, people that have several acres in Hawaii, and some of them are losing their homes, and people think, oh, rich people whose vacation homes will be covered by insurance. No, this is where working people live that don't have much money, and insurance is usually not even available there because it's Lava Zone 1. So many of these people are losing their homes and their land, and there is no insurance for most of them.
At the current time, what other great concerns do the residents of the island of Hawaii have right now because of this volcanic eruption?
Well, overall, all, the biggest concern on the island is, I think, the drop-off in the visitor reservations for the coming summer and that sort of thing. There were always, of course, concerned about that. People in the small area affected by it, of course, have no idea. Their home might not be consumed by lava, but it might be so close that they may not be able to get back to it again. Mm-hmm. This is entirely possible. There are approximately 400, they said 400 electrical points, billing points, 400 homes roughly that have had the electricity turned off because they are in permanent serious danger.
So you talk about the people's concerns being mostly tourist concerns. Aren't there any sort of real doomsayers? Anybody worried that you've talked to, that you hear about, that the whole thing will go up like a Mount Vesuvius, sort of a Pompeii type of thing, or the Indonesian island of Krakatoa in the 1880s?
Oh, thank you, Ben, for mentioning this. No, this is, as the volcanologists call it, a shield volcano, not a strata volcano. Krakatoa, Vesuvius, Mount St. Helens, those are all stratovolcanoes, what we think of as this tall mountain where that blows its top. Kilauea is what's called a shield volcano. That means, imagine a shield, lay it on the ground. It's a long, big dome. Think of it that way. The caldera, where the active lava lake has been forever, it seems, that's more than 25 miles away from where the lava is actually coming out of the ground today. Because that's what they mean when they say it's coming out of a rift. In the rift, way out on that shield. Think of that shield laying on the ground, and way out on the corner of that shield near the ocean is where the lava is emerging.
Mm. I'm going to retract my statement that you're not a volcanologist based on that answer.
No. It's you want to pay attention to this here. Here's a historical incident. Do you know that General George S. Patton, when he was in Hawaii prior to World War II, attempted to stop a lava flow by bombing it from the air?
This is historical truth.
Historical truth.
And the outcome of that, did you research that?
It didn't work.
Somehow I didn't think George Patton would have success against a lava flow. Have you been close to a lava flow? How close?
We did, about a year and a half ago, Sue and I went down and made the trek into where lava was actively flowing. It's Pahoehoe lava, so that means it's smooth, flowing. I mean, it's 2,000 degrees, but you could walk right up to it. You could literally stand on top of the freshly cooled lava and look at a crack in the lava, and 18 inches down is red hot lava, and you could walk around and look at it. Mm. And it was slowly flowing into the ocean. We've also taken the ocean, the boat tours that at least a year ago could take you right up to the lava flowing into the ocean. And I mean a few feet away from it as it flows into the ocean. Today, it's larger, more dangerous. Those kinds of tourist things aren't available as easily today. But yes, we've been right up to the lava.
So, John, you mentioned you and your wife Sue have been living there, transplants from Iowa to Hawaii, the Big Island, 2.5 years ago. You must be missing Iowa winters.
Ben, as I'm sure you know, we have many microclimates here. The one that our home is located in, the temperature varies between 60 and 80 year-round.
60 and 80 degrees, it's right within that the whole time?
The whole time.
So you don't need a heater?
We don't have a heater. We don't have air conditioners. Three-quarters of the windows in our home stay open 9 months of the year.
Amazing.
It is.
John Little, thanks for giving us a little picture from you and Sue's paradise there. John Little transplants from Iowa with his wife, Sue. They've lived on the Big Island for 2.5 years, giving us a picture of what's been happening there with the volcanic eruption. John, you take care. Thanks for letting Iowans know how it is there.
Oh, you're very welcome. welcome, Ben. Thank you. And as we say here, ahui ho. Until next time.
Aloha. Ahui ho.
Ahui ho.